Very good morning to Cynthia Morahan.
Kia ora, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. A book for our times.
Don't worry. That's right. Actually, you should have played Bob Marley. Don't worry.
True.
Thinking about it. So it's 48 Lessons on Achieving Calm, and it's by Shunmyo Masuno. He's an 18th generation Zen Buddhist priest, meaning his father was 17th generation. And this is at the 450-year-old Kyokoji Temple in Yokohama in Japan. And he's also an award-winning garden designer. He's designed gardens all over the world, apparently. And so this is his second book. I think, as you said, he first wrote The Art of Simple Living, which is a bestseller and described as doing for mental clutter what Marie Kondo did for household clutter. So this book, Don't Worry, 48 Lessons on Achieving Calm, it seems to be a bit of a crash course in Zen, or perhaps how to practically apply Zen to modern life. It's very accessible, although it's not a book you want to sit down and read cover to cover, because if you're anything like me, a whole lot of rules just make you feel anxious. And this is not supposed to make you anxious. But it's structured very beautifully. It's very neat and tidy. So part one is all about reducing and letting go. Part two is concentrating on the here and now. And part three is more geared towards the workplace. And it's titled Step Away from Competition and Things Will Fall into Place. Part four is all about relationships. And part five is things like money, aging, illness, and death, how to cope with those things. But the really interesting thing is at the back of the book is an index of Zengo. So Zengo are Zen sayings or proverbs or whakatauki, you know, Māori proverbs. And each of these Zen sayings has a page reference, which you then turn to and it explains it in more detail. And I found a really fun way to read this book was to read it back to front. I picked a Zen saying and then turn to the corresponding example. And it's quite fascinating because, I mean, some of these Zen sayings, they don't immediately jump out and explain themselves. For example, the cloud is egoless. It is not undone by the ravine. You think, okay, what does that mean? But you go to page 78 and it's a chapter which is all about how you shouldn't go against your feelings. And it introduces us to the concept of mushin, or mushin, I think it is, the Zen concept of mushin, where you're not controlled by your emotions. So then he explains that the cloud changes shape with the wind, but it still remains a cloud. So it is fascinating. I've really enjoyed it. And the other really interesting thing is, as I've been reading this very slowly over the last few weeks, certain things have changed my behavior subconsciously. So there's a chapter called Cherish the Morning, and he says, rise early at the same time each day, let fresh air into your room, and observe the ever-changing season outside your door or window as you take a deep breath. Now, I've started doing that without even realizing. It's almost like some sort of subliminal thing. I only realized it a couple of days ago that I've just been waking up naturally at the same time every morning and putting my head out the door and seeing what the day is like. So it's interesting the way it's kind of crept into my lifestyle, not deliberately. And perhaps this is what distinguishes this book from a lot of other do and don't books, that this is more a way of living subconsciously as opposed to I don't know.
How this wisdom's conveyed is important. We were just discussing, we had a book land this morning that shall remain nameless, but my colleague and I both were ready to just sort of chuck it straight in the bin because its title was so annoying. And also, you know, often these advice books come across as kind of patronising or stating the obvious or just kind of irritating in their delivery. But this doesn't strike me as what you've got here. How you convey a wisdom, right, to a reader is almost as important as whether it's wise.
Exactly. And this is written with a very guiding voice. It's a strong, encouraging voice, except there is one chapter where it all changes, and it's the chapter about children. Suddenly, he becomes really stroppy. And he writes damning critique of helicopter parenting, saying helicopter parenting is toxic. It's an expression of ignorance. If you can rid your mind of the foolish idea that you own your children, then you will enjoy a refreshing, proper and happy relationship with them. And that's it. It's very, the whole tone changes.
Does he lose his zen calm all of a sudden?
He so does. He becomes quite, well, not the way you think of Zen Buddhists at all. There's a lot of, it's very critical of helicopter parenting. But throughout the rest of the book, it's very calm. And they're very small chapters too. So you're not washed down with all these do's and don'ts. It's not knocking you over. He devotes 4 little pages to marriage. That's it, just 4 pages. I mean, you kind of need a bit more than
I don't know. I like marriage. That because those 2 chapters are about others. And, of course, others are very important. But is the book primarily about sorting you out? It's like, I can't remember which advisor we had on a while ago, making the very obvious point that the way your relationships go is in large part, 50% of it anyway, about how you are in the first place. And then that can assist with how you relate with others. So if this is actually not so much about managing this relationship and that, but actually managing you, then I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that too, but I don't think it's not individualistic. You know, he's very much is at pains to remind people how important other people are. It's not all about fix yourself and you'll be okay. There's a whole chapter, for example, on cherishing connections. And that chapter on marriage, which, you know, I did read, is all about really how people should appreciate each other. And I think it's maybe a bit of both, that yes, you do need to focus on yourself, but also the way you treat other people is going to come back to you too. I think a lot of these self-help books are very self-orientated, and you know, we live in the world with other people and we work with other people. We've got to give out what we want back.
Wonderful. And you sound like you kind of on balance it, you know, but it delivered, but there's some interesting kind of aspects.
I'm probably too much of an anxious person to ever fully be Zen, Catherine. Got me part of the way there.
That's great. Just keep getting up in the mornings and appreciating.
I will. It's a beautiful little book. You can pop it in your bag and just, you know, clutch it with your fingernails.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cynthia. Cynthia Morahan has reviewed Don't Worry by Shunmyo Masuno.